This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Bobby Newman and James Scully.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, part of Spectacular Bid Week all week here on the network, presented by Keeneland Sales. I'm Bobby Newman, along with James Scully. It's your hour, HRRN Nation, to talk about whatever you'd like in the world of thoroughbred racing. We are knee-deep in it as far as Kentucky Derby 150 goes. A lot of great prep races in the rear view. Some really good ones coming up this weekend as well. The number to get in, 888-966-4776, 888-966-HRRN. James, I know this is a time of year you love, my friend.
Indeed, Bobby. Hello to you. And yes, we are in the heart of it right now. We had three major Kentucky Derby qualifiers last week, and then we have three more this Saturday, including the Bluegrass, which should be a dynamite race, but also the Wood Memorial and San Diego Derby. So also the opening weekend of Keeneland. So we have plenty to talk about.
All right. We are going to go out to the phones. I am going to ask a favor of anyone who calls in. I don't want to know who you like in the Derby. The simple question is, do you think there is a better chance that this year's Kentucky Derby raced last weekend or is racing this weekend? Last weekend, we had the Florida Derby. Of course, Fierceness won the race. We had the Arkansas Derby. Muth won. He is ineligible, but the second and third place finishers are both pointing to Kentucky, including Mystic Dan, who had a troubled third place finish. And, of course, UAE Derby, the undefeated Forever Young, stayed undefeated. He is heading to Kentucky this week. We've got horses like Sierra Leone and Dorna competing in the Bluegrass Saturday, Deterministic, Tuscan Sky, among others, in the Wood Memorial, and eight runners in the Santa Anita Derby, a couple of them trained by Bob Baffert, obviously aren't eligible right now, but some other up-and-coming runners. So no matter who you like to win the Derby, I want that answer, that question answered, if possible. Better chance we saw this year's Kentucky Derby winner run last weekend or run this weekend? Let's go out to the phones. Tom in St. Louis, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All good, buddy.
I believe you saw the Kentucky Derby winner run last weekend. Is Gene Hackmanson and Hoosiers. My team's on the floor. You know who I like, but, you know, I also think the UAE Derby horse could be on there as well, on the ticket as well.
You've been a big fan of Fierceness all along, Tom, so we know what you're talking about.
I know. That wasn't the reason for the call, though, fellas. It wasn't the reason for the call. I just bought a new shirt, bought a new pair of slacks, heading to the Commonwealth on Sunday. It's opening weekend at Keeneland. I'll be watching the Lex 18 news on tomorrow morning at, 4 a.m. Central Time, so I always see the first story that they have with somebody at Keeneland under the dark. It just kind of gives it a spirit. I feel just how Charles does the day before opening weekend at Oakland. I will give you a late Friday double I'm looking at. I don't know who made the opening or the morning line, and I don't know how Can Group is either 12-1 or I've misread that race, but I like Can Group and Candy to win the Transylvania and the Ashland on Friday. I agree with you, Bobby. It's a great time of the year. Spring has sprung, except today it's like 40 in St. Louis, so it hasn't sprung that far. It kind of gave a little back. But I think it's a great time of the year. And, you know, I always enjoy calling the show and, you know, kind of items like that. I guess the last thing I want to talk about, I don't want to be negative, but I actually spent last night a couple hours through the Zayden stable suit, and I just think, you know, we all get into a game, no matter whether it's basketball or this, to go by the rules. We know what the rules are, and then we get here a month before we run, and then we want to file a lawsuit and change the game. And all of these owners have played by the rules since January, and knew that, hey, we can't get points if this happens, or we make arrangements because of this happens. And this guy wants to cite the article or the lawsuit. And I've never seen a lawsuit so many magazine articles. It looked like an eighth grader's term paper. You know, well, this horse is a contender. This is the greatest trainer of all time because one writer said it in a paper. I'm not asking you guys to comment on the lawsuit. This isn't a legal discussion. I just think it's in bad form for the sport. We got Heisa and had to deal with that because they were supposed to separate stuff. And I don't see the NCAA tournament being litigated in a courtroom or anything else. You know, guys, we all go to the sales, and from the time we buy them as a sale, we know what the rules are. I think there needs to be somebody that holds things down and drops the hammer. And one last thing, Bobby, I echo your sentiment. I've heard a lot of people talk about Naira. I've never heard anybody except say anything positive about John Embriel. And I just want to wish the new race caller at Finger Lakes, the big A, Anthony Stabile, a big thumbs up and good luck. Loved reading that story.
All right, appreciate the call, Tom. So Tom referencing James' story that came out today that Amir Zidane, who is the owner of Muth and, of course, owned Medina Spirit, is suing Churchill Downs, basically saying that there's a, you know, a little bit of verbiage that is favorable to his side and not to Churchill's side, and that Muth should be able to run in the race. And it's a whole big thing. And obviously Muth won the Arkansas Derby, and if he was eligible for Kentucky Derby points, he would have gotten 100 points and he would be eligible to run in this year's Kentucky Derby. I know you as an employee at Churchill Downs, I don't want you to say anything that you shouldn't. Tom, I agree somewhat with you on this. I think it's actually kind of weird that he's suing. I mean, I guess everyone has a chance to win a lawsuit. This is a goofy country we live in. We've seen lawsuits that make no sense at all win. But this one, it seems kind of cut and dry. He knew what the rules were. He had every chance to move his horse before January 29th, and he chose not to. And now he's decided to do this, to file this suit. My only thing is, if I don't think he's doing Bob Baffert any help by doing this. Bob Baffert, you know, they dropped everything. Bob Baffert kind of just said, I'm done with it. We're not, you know, everything that against Churchill Downs, I'm just going to shut my mouth and move forward. And I think this brings back more negative feelings from Churchill Downs towards Baffert, whether he had anything to do with this or not. I don't think Mr. Zidane's lawsuit is doing anything to further Bob Baffert's chances of being allowed to race there in the future.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps. I will comment on one thing Tom said. He's looking forward to this double tomorrow. He's touting number 10 Can Group, who, to me, ran a terrific race in the Bourbon last year. I thought that was a really strong field, and I think there were a lot of nice horses in there. And Candied, number one in the Ashland race 9 at Keeneland. You know, she ran a big race to win the Alcibiades and then came back and got beat less than a length, like 3/4 of a length, and third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at Santa Anita. And I think she's a talented filly for Todd Pletcher, but she's breaking from the rail. Hadn't raced since that race in the Breeders' Cup in early November. I think she's up against it. I think that's a really deep Ashland field. I do think, you know, just FYI, you know, is a good filly, but she's coming back from a, you know, she got sick before the Devona Dale, trying to like recover from that and run her best race. You got Leslie's Rose, like Jody's Pride. I like Impel. Maybe she will be the favorite. I was bummed to see her 2-1 on the morning line, but I think that filly's for real and it's going to step up for Brad Cox. And then as far as the Transy goes, I say Transy because, believe it or not, Bobby, I was a graduate of Transylvania University. But in the Transylvania, I mean, I respect Can Group. He got a tough outside post. I do think First World War is a big-time contender. I like that colt, but I'll use number 5, Tennessee, in there. I think Brad Cox has a pair of up-and-coming colts that were based – three-year-olds that were based at Turfway this winter in Tennessee and Encino. Encino's obviously in really tough in the bluegrass, but he could, like, run third, you know, maybe hit the board or something like that. And I think Tennessee has a chance to outrun his 15-to-1 odds in his turf and Stace debut. But I'm excited for this opening day card, Bobby. I thought the Transylvania, the Ashland, heck, even the Lafayette, you know, that it doesn't have the quality of those other two races, perhaps, but it's a pretty good betting race, I thought, you know, maybe. And at least I'm against a couple of those short price horses. And, you know, excited for this opening weekend at Keeneland.
By the way, the Transylvania and the Ashland will be part of our window tomorrow on HRRN during the Betting with Bobby show. So if you're not home to watch it, you can listen to it on your radios. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. All right, James, let's quickly talk about what happened last weekend in this segment, because there's a lot to talk about what's coming up this weekend going forward and obviously with the calls. I want your impressions on four races that we saw this last weekend. I want to know your impressions of Fierceness in the Florida Derby, Muth in the Arkansas Derby. With all respect to Laurel River, what he did in Dubai World Cup, I'm more interested in what you thought about Forever Young in the UAE Derby, and also first-time starter Mind Frame earlier on the Florida Derby card.
Yeah, that Mind Frame was awesome. I mean, he's a runner. He's getting going late, so maybe this summer, but yeah, he looked awesome. Fierceness, I mean, you know, I was happy to see him bounce back. I'm not putting it past him to, like, break from the gate running the Kentucky Derby and lead wire to wire, but as a bettor, I still have some doubts. He's only run five times, and he beat, like, nothing in that race and had everything his own way. And the fact of the matter is that when he broke, like, a little bit in a tangle in the Fountain of Youth, Hades led wire to wire. He broke flat-footed and got stuck behind horses. And, yeah, it was just like a public workout. But it was a brilliant performance. Obviously, Fierceness has run two of the fastest races for his crop, or the two fastest races, one could say, with the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Florida Derby. So he's superbly talented, but, you know, he's just going to face a totally different situation at Churchill in my eyes. I thought Muth was really, really strong. For now, he's for sure out of the Derby and pointing toward the Preakness, and you would think he's a big-time contender there. I thought Just Steel, you know, look, he might be up against it in the Derby, but that was a big turnaround, a much improved effort. Lucas has had these horses, like, come together all of a sudden that looked real, you know, marginal or average, like, stakes types, and then, like, get real good, and that was a big-time second. As far as Dubai, Forever Young, to me, is going to get a huge amount of support being undefeated, and this Japanese superstar, I think he's held in, like, much higher regard and is better than Derma Satagake was last year, who ran 6-7-1 in the Derby. But I do think it was, I did think that was a good race. I mean, he lost a bunch of ground going wide from the far outside posts and had to reel in a stubborn pace setter to win pretty convincingly. But I am concerned about what kind of trip he's going to get into the Derby. He's intentionally avoided any kickback in his two races this year. And I'm still of the belief that until, like, a Japanese or internationally based horse comes over and chips over for the first U.S. start in the Derby, I got to see it to believe it. Laurel River, it just freaked on the lead. He's going to be, like, laid up for the rest of the year. So we'll see what happens with him. And I'll just say, I thought that Torpedo Anna came back really strong in the Fantasy Stakes, her first race since the running second in the Goldenrod in late November. She likes Churchill Downs, and we'll see what happens in Nashville in the other races this weekend. But she looks like she could be a major player if she keeps advancing off that effort. And the Gulfstream Park Oaks has two contenders for the Kentucky Oaks as well. Power Squeeze won her fourth straight race, and she's got a strong late kick and is doing good. and ways and means. I mean, she's just a really talented filly and had a real trouble trip finishing second. So, you know, I thought both races definitely got some like good horses for it. Obviously, Fierceness and Forever Young, I think, are going to be two of the top betting choices. Fierceness will be favored, and he had some star quality to the Derby. I'm glad he bounced back like he did with a 13.5 length win, but he didn't beat much behind him, at least on Saturday.
All right, we are going to take a break. If you're online, stick around. We will get to you right after the break. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't miss the Equine Forum every Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on HRRN. Mike Pena brings you the latest in thoroughbred racing, featuring interviews with trainers, jockeys, owners, and other racing insiders. Plus, exclusive segments you won't hear anywhere else. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, Sirius 162, XM 207, and streaming live at horseracingradio.net. Keeneland Sales proudly presents Spectacular Bid Week on HRRN.
With Spectacular Bid going away by four lengths. Lotta Gold second, Rival Arrow third, Bishop's Choice fourth. Through the stretch, Spectacular Bid opening up the lead and going away by six.
Spectacular Bid wins the Malibu Stakes by four.
Spectacular Bid wins it by a length and a half with Glorious Song second, the Cole Virginian third. Spectacular Bid under Willie Shoemaker winning this 14th running of the Avery All-Haskell Handicap in 1 minute, 48 seconds flat.
Now through the stretch, it's spectacular bid, opening up the lead and throwing away by three. Lotta Gold second, Fantasy Reality third. As they move down under the wire, spectacular bid goes away by five.
It is spectacular bid. Franklin waxing with a whip, and he draws out the lead by four. Lotta Gold is going to be second, and that's the way this race is going to end. It is spectacular bid coming to the line with his ears pricking, and as he hits the wire, he is five lengths the winner.
But there's a 16th of a mile to go, and spectacular bid is going to win the 100th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Great montage there of Spectacular Bid's races. Not all 26 of his wins, but several of his biggest ones, including the Derby and the Preakness from 1979. Welcome back to the BristNet.com call-in show here on HRRN. Bobby Newman, James Scully, part of Spectacular Bid Week, presented by Keelan Sales all week here on the network. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. Out to the phones we go. Charles in, well, either Mississippi or Hot Springs, Arkansas. Welcome, my friend.
Sometimes it's not too good to know my destination and whereabouts, Bobby.
Well, I'm not the people you have to worry about.
Yeah, I got you, Bobby. But the winner of the Kentucky Derby ran last weekend. And when I called you Friday on the Bet with Bobby show, I looked at that Florida Derby, and like I told you, if he was even money or anything above, I was going to bet him pretty hard. And I had a tremendous weekend Friday, Saturday. But if my horse wins the Arkansas Derby, baby, it's lights out. I'll put you and Scully on a plane. Y'all go wherever y'all want to go.
Well, I know you're a Mystic Dan fan. He actually ran a pretty good race, not having the best trip, finishing third. And he's going to qualify for the Kentucky Derby. Do you like his chances at Churchill?
Yes. He never was persevered with. He, one thing about Hernandez, when he rides a horse, if he's, you know, he saves the horse. I think he had four wins Saturday. I think he won the first race with an $8 horse, and won with a $28 horse, and then the horse that really sets me in motion is that 12 horse that won the Fantasy. I mean, oh, man. And I was alive to the pick five. You know, I had all my tickets were open to Dan, but after the break and going to the first turn, when I saw what happened to him, I knew I didn't have a prayer. The way that track was running Saturday, but he never persevered with the horse except I think he might have got into him a little bit trying to get third. But that fierceness, if he comes back with his A game in the Derby, he might be a monster, baby. He might be a monster.
Charles, and, can I ask you a question about him?
Yeah.
Are you concerned at all that in his five-race career he's never, like, strung together wins and – you know, in this two setbacks of stakes races, he sort of lunged at the start, and in the two wins, you know, he's just really had like an ideal early trip and got to go into a 20-horse field and face a lot more pressure. Like when Hades didn't break, he essentially had catalytic chasing him in second, who, you know, he's going to be in the Derby field after running second in the race, but, you know, he's coming off a runner-up effort and a 6-furlong allowance. So I thought at that point it was basically like a paid workout for him. He had it real easy. And I'm just wondering if you have any concerns about him maybe getting a little bit embroiled, like in a pace duel or pace battle in the Derby at Churchill.
Well, James, he has a very spotty record. And, you know, that's like I told Bobby, I wasn't going to bet the horse unless he was even money. I think he got paid 14, 420.
He was 11 to 10, so he's like a little bit over even money.
But his portfolio just stood head and shoulders against the whole field. And, you know, that when you looked at Mook's race in the Breeders' Cup against Fierceness, that's what, you know, I mean, I had bad mojo in that race, okay? Sometimes it just happens that way. And I just think that – I think Pletcher is – I think he'll put that horse dead on the lead. I think that horse can run – man, that was a big number, baby. Of course
– It was. It was way faster number wise, and it, like, yeah, I mean, that was like, there's after that race in the Arkansas Derby, there's been 20, you know, prep races, qualifiers for the Kentucky Derby this year, and that was the fastest race by far, I think, on any metric.
Oh yeah, and he did it, and like I said, he really didn't. He did it on his own. To me, I mean, I was, you know, you got to be impressed with it. You got to be impressed with him. I mean, he's answered the bell in the big races, and that's what you look at. You know, I'm just Torpedo Anna ran a hell of a race coming out of that 12 or 11 hole. I forgot what hole. I know her saddle cloth was 12. Man, when you come out of that outside at Oakland Park, buddy. And she was, to me, was for a filly, was just as impressive as the winner of the Arkansas Derby was. I know she just looked impressive. She has a wonderful stride to her and stuff, and very athletic. And that's the thing about Mystic Dan. I think he's a very athletic horse. Now, whether he can win, the distance, you know, he just looked like he Hernandez just didn't persevere with him, I'm not going to get off the horse. I'm not that's just not my style. Once I like a horse, I'm going to give him three or four chances. I can't
you
wait.
You got any opinion this weekend? The Wood or the Bluegrass?
If you take less than 5-1 on any horse in the Wood, let me buy you a bottle of tequila tonight, buddy. I mean, to me, that's the most wide-open race.
That race has a 7-5 favorite, or 7-5 morning line favorite. I mean, deterministic's going to be a big favorite.
Yeah, see, I disagree with Charles. I think there are two big horses in that race that are clearly better than the others. But I'm interested. I like this opinion.
Yeah, what about the Bluegrass, Charles?
I like the Cox horse.
Just a touch.
Yeah, I think that for what I've seen so far, you got to rate fierceness number one. That was so impressive. And, when I see a horse run like that, and, you know, he in the Breeders' Cup, he's got another gear. That race in the Breeders' Cup was just as impressive as this race. Now, I realize it's spotty, but, man, he's going to have to be dealt with. And I heard the Japanese horse that didn't come in. The other Japanese horse is the one, the Japanese horse is coming. Now, I could have read something wrong about that.
That he isn't coming? No, I haven't heard that. T.O. Password?
Yeah, they're both coming.
Yeah.
In fact,
they're both coming.
Kaz Kimura is riding T.O. Password. That was the news that came out.
Yeah, they're both coming, and we'll see if that T.O. Password could run with fierceness or other speed in the race. But he is a front runner. I mean, he is coming off like a – I mean, he's going to try to at least get out there and run on the front end. Whether he's quick enough or not is another question. I said earlier fierceness would be favored in the Derby, but I think he'll probably be favored. There is a chance, Bobby and Charles, I think that if Sierra Leone or even like Dornick or Just a Touch runs a huge race in the Bluegrass, they might be able to edge him for favoritism. But right now, he looks like the probable favorite again off of that 13.5 length win fierceness does.
Took fierceness after the Holy Bull, they're looking like Einstein right now, James. They're looking like Einstein. What did they get? 8-1, 7-1, 6-1? What did they get? Maybe Tom knows. If Tom's still listening, I wish he'd call in next week.
I think Sierra Leone, I think in the last pool, he was like around 12-1 perhaps or so. Yeah, he drifted up after being favored in the early ones.
But look.
Well, the last pool, And we appreciate the call, Charles. We're running back a little bit. But I think he went down a little bit in price because, you know, the last pool was when we finally figured out that, some horses weren't going to be running or weren't going to be allowed to be running and things like that. And even horses like Locked were known to not be running in the race. So I think fierceness went up a little bit, but then he went back down and he ended up being like second choice in the wagering. Let's get one more call in before the break. Vince in California, welcome to the BristNet.com call-in show.
Hey, you guys. got a nice little future book on Exacta with the winner of the Florida Derby and Forever Young. I got a $10 Exacta box. So I could kind of see the race maybe coming that way if the favorites out there. What's the name of the horse? I keep thinking Forte, but what's the name, Bobby?
Fierceness.
Fierceness. Yeah, I could see Fierceness being out there and maybe Forever Young coming, try to close and catch him. Some scenario like that. I don't know, but they seem like they might be a cut above, like Charles was saying. And if you remember, I did call and say I like Catching Freedom in the Louisiana Derby.
Yes, he has a nice turn of foot. I mean, a big-time turn of foot.
Yeah, I couldn't call last week, but I wanted to just call. And for all the listeners, it took me many years to figure out Fairgrounds, and it really, I believe that you have to have some experience over that track to succeed. And that's why, Bobby, I didn't like the horse coming from the Sam Davis, because I just was thinking I like both of them, but Catching Freedom had that race. And I'm kind of wondering how good Sierra Leone is, because I watched that race quite a bit. And Sierra Leone was really just get going in the stretch. I think that horse has got a big turn of foot, better than Catching Freedom. So, and I know, James, you've always been saying that Sierra Leone is a really big horse. And would they pay like $2.3 million for the horse?
Yeah, exactly. A son of Gunrunner. And, With him in the Risen Star, you know, he just really got going in the stretch. He was extremely wide, and there's an argument to be made in that non-furlong race that, you know, he wasn't blowing hard after the finish. And I think it's a little bit interesting in the Bluegrass that Chad Brown has entered two horses, Good Money and Toscano, I think, or whatever the one horse's name is, that both have at least a little bit of tactical ability. And I think if the pace is slow, they're going to be on the front end. I mean, I think there's a chance one or both could be on the front end, ensuring a good pace for Sierra Leone. So there's an argument to be made that in his fourth career start, he's going to take a step forward off that Risen Star. And if he does, then you would think he'd run a big race from off the pace. But he is a little bit like pace dependent. You know, so far in his first three races, closing from out of it like he has.
James, right. I wanted to ask you, because I made a future book bet on that horse just what's the name that ran in New York? The one
just
that
a
kinda
touch.
Liked. Yeah. Now why didn't he come back and run in New York? I don't understand.
Because he's in the Bluegrass. So he's gonna take some money on Saturday.
But why? James, why? He ran a good second closing
because
in New York.
They are, hey, listen, they Brad Cox has withdrawn Timberlake from Derby consideration. He's going to point him towards shorter distances. And they're convinced anyway that he's the best three-year-old in the barn. And he's got to, you know, he's got to stretch out to two turns to justify Colt and handle fast conditions. But I think he's eligible to take some money on Saturday. You know, I think Sierra Leone will be favored, but I think Dornick and Just a Touch could be pretty close in the money together because and he's eligible to run a big race. I'm not dismissing his chances, but that's a little bit why they're thinking. That's, you know, I just think they looked at, like, the Wood Memorial is going to – it's a grade two. It's not going to have as strong a field, and they want him to go prove it. And he's in a position as well, running second in that race. You know, he theoretically could get in running third, but I mean, they're planning on running first or second in the Bluegrass. And we'll see if they're right.
If he's off the board, that means no points and he's out of the Derby.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot more points this year, with them adding like a fifth place finisher. For example, these eight major qualifiers have gone from 170 total points to 200, and they've all added points this year. And you can just see it in the Derby, leaderboard standings. It's going to take a bunch of points to get in the race this year.
All right, Vince, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We're up against a break. Going to take one now. Phone lines are open when we come back, 888-966-4776. Also going to talk to James, get his opinions on the bluegrass, on the wood, on the Santa Anita Derby, and find out who his best bet is this week. BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrisNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrisNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrisNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrisNet.com/APR. The BrisNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrisNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrisNet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When the spring meet ends, summer success begins. Buy, sell, fresh winners, hot prospects. One night, one chance. Finish strong. Don't miss out. The Keeneland April Selected Horses of Racing Age Sale, Friday, April 26th.
Hi, this is Kurt Becker. Join me each week on the Equine Forum as I take you on a stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. This week, I look back at the racing career of Spectacular Bid. Listen live on the Equine Forum every Saturday morning on Sirius 162 or XM 207, or visit our website at horseracingradio.net to access the archives and enjoy past editions. It's a stroll through racing history with me, Kurt Becker, presented by Keeneland, only here on HRRN.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
.com call-in show on HRRN. Bobby Newman, James Scully, part of Spectacular Bid Week presented by Keeneland Sales. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. All right, James, three big Kentucky Derby points qualifiers this week. Bluegrass, Wood Memorial, Santa Anita Derby. How do you see them, my friend?
Well, first off, I loved Bid's Preakness win. I mean, he was like 5 or 6 wide the whole way around the track. It just crushed him. And also, I want to say, you know, Fierceness, you were right. He got bet down in the last pool to 9-1. But in mid-February off that Holy Bowl loss, he was 16-1. So people got him then, you know, are extremely happy. Sierra Leone, who's been short less than 10-1 the last couple of pools, he was 36-1 in pool two after breaking his maiden in early November. But, you know, I mean, that was early on in his career. As far as the bluegrass goes, I do think Sierra Leone's going to get a good setup. I think he's probably going to prove best. I like Encino to hit the board. I might play some vertical exotics with him. In the Wood Memorial, I just think the price is going to be too short on deterministic. I certainly respect his chances, but I like resilience. I like resilience. I think that That was a huge effort. I liked it in the run fourth in the Risen Star. I think the Risen Star may not have had I think it was the deepest prep of the year. Resilience ran fourth in that off of a convincing maiden win going two turns at Gulfstream. And John Velasquez talked about after the race that he sort of got a little bit lost in the stretch due to his inexperience. Belmont adds blinkers. The Colt has back-to-back bullet works. I look for him to show speed from the inside. So I'll pick a minor upset with number one, Resilience, and the Wood Memorial. As far as the San Diego Derby goes, I do think Imagination's the horse to beat in there. He's going to be out running on the front end. If for some reason he falters, I give McVay a chance. I mean, they got a maiden there, but I thought that was a decent third in the San Felipe, and he didn't have the cleanest trip, just like the winner on the first turn. So I give McVay a chance. John Charest was going to run him in a maiden special 80. It sort of ruled out the whole Derby idea, and then he changed his mind again. Because of the way the horse is working. So I think he's a little bit sneaky from off the pace, especially if there's some speed in that race.
All right. Who or where is your best bet this week, my friend?
I like in the Commonwealth Stakes at Keeneland, race number 6 on Saturday, number 2, Wyco. And granted, he's 4-1 on the morning line. I usually like to give, some prices, but I think Bobby put some jinx or voodoo magic or something on me here in recent weeks because I've been cold. So I'm going to get off the snide. Wyco is a horse that Wesley Ward had pegged as a turf synthetic horse, but he's only won 1 of 9 starts on synthetics and turf. He made his dirt debut last fall at Keeneland in entry-level allowance and ran a huge race to win by 5 lengths. It showed a turn of foot off the turn that he never showed on turf or synthetics. Came back in a real strong effort and a stakes quality allowance at one turn allowance at Churchill. The pace in that race was 44 and change, 109 and change. He was taking all of that while extremely wide and just got beat late by a way off the pace runner that was in good form. Ward gave him a prep at Turfway. He's going to move forward in the Commonwealth just to get a bomber in there for you, Bobby. Race number 7 is the Appalachian at Keeneland on Saturday. I like number 2, Living Magic, for his connections. 30 for her connections. She's 30-1 on the morning line. She won the Chelsea Flower Stakes 2 starts back at Aqueduct. Easily beat Ozara for Christoph Command, who has been odds on and even money, and the Here Comes the Bride and the Sanibel Island Stakes at Gulfstream her last 2 starts. She's been real well regarded in South Florida. Zara has. Living Magic beat her easily in her last turf start. That third in the Bourbonnet Oaks sets her up for a big effort in her turf return, and she's 30-1 on the morning line. Don't tell me that I never given you a 30-1 shot on the morning line. I'm giving you number 2, Living Magic, and the Appalachian Stakes at Keeneland on Saturday.
All right, fantastic opening weekend of racing coming up at Keeneland, of course, starting tomorrow, highlighted by the Ashland, as well as some other stakes in the Bluegrass on Saturday, more great racing on Sunday. But there has never been a more apropos winner of a race than when Enola Gay won the Appalachian Stakes a few years ago, presented by the Japan Racing Association. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go Google. Look, if you're not a history buff, you'll see the I don't know if I want to say the humor in it, but the irony, I would say, in it when Enola Gay won the race presented by the Japan.
We just watched Oppenheimer here recently. My wife and I did.
How about that? And yeah, there's still people out there going, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Just Google Enola Gay or Japan, and you'll see what it is. All right, we're going to take our final timeout. Phone lines are still open. Give us a call. 888-966-4776 is the number. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BristNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BristNet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BristNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BristNet.com/APR. The BristNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BristNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BristNet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Want to get the latest HRRN content directly on your computer or mobile device? Then subscribe to our podcast using the Podbean app or Apple Podcasts. Just go to hrrn.podbean.com on your computer and click follow, or download the Podbean app and search HRRN. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts and listen to our latest episodes anytime. Don't miss a thing. Subscribe to our podcasts today. This is the BristNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Final segment on tonight's edition of the BristNet.com call-in show. Bobby Newman, James Scully. Spectacular bid week here on HRRN, presented by Keeneland Sales. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. James, what's going on at Twin Spires and BristNet this week?
Well, at BristNet this week, we have got all the handicapping reports for the Bluegrass for the opening weekend at Keeneland and the Will Memorial on Saturday at Aqueduct and Santa Anita Derby card at Santa Anita. We will have some Derby plans with some great handicapping products here in the weeks to come. And, you know, check out BristNet.com for any, like, for our past performances, which are great, handicapping reports, data files, pedigree information, and much more. At TwinSpires.com, under our offers page, we have got several promotions, a couple of promotions for Keeneland this weekend. We got a real good daily double down one. And then we're going to have a power hour tomorrow from 4 to 5, all races being run in an hour. We'll get a 15% boost on win, exacta, trifecta, or all win weight, all wagers like that. Also doing a profit boost on Saturday's card at Keeneland. So lots of offers and tracks. Check out that page at twinspires.com. Make sure you opt in.
James, will you be going to Keeneland at all this weekend?
I'm not going on Friday. I'm definitely going on Sunday, and I may go out there on Saturday. I'm playing it by ear. I'll see what the weather's like, but I'm going definitely on Sunday all day long. I got to work some on Saturday, so I may just spend the whole day out there. Just may make Sunday my first day out there.
Where do you hang out when you go to Keeneland?
Yeah, I like to hang out on the first and second floors of the grandstand, where I've been a million times in my life. I mean, my first time going there, I live in Lexington, grew up here. So, I mean, I mean, it's spectacular bid week. I was at the Bluegrass. I still remember it. Looking at them in the program, it was a 4-horse field, and it said Gray Roan. And I looked out there, and he was so dark. I was like, where's the gray on him? And my dad was like, he has a little strip on his, across his back. But don't worry, eventually he'll be all gray. And sure enough, he was. But back then, he was all dark and black. And needless to say, I'm going to go to the clubhouse though on Sunday with my wife and another couple and just watch races from out there. And then I'll hit the grandstand, or I'll be up in the press box working on other days at Keeneland.
All right, let's go back out to the phone. Steve in New York, you're on the BristNet.com call-in show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Steve.
Not bad, not bad. The Mets finally won a baseball game, so I'm not doing too bad, except for the fact that they're terrible. But
they lost the first one. I watched the first one that they lost. So they came
back.
Yeah,
they actually almost got no hit this second one. It was a no-hitter up until the seventh, and somehow they pulled it out. So things are looking up. Not really.
You can't win two before you win one, buddy. So they're
exactly
on their way.
It's early.
It is early. So this Derby field, is this, and you guys tell me if I'm exaggerating, is this one of the weakest Derby fields you guys can recall? I mean,
no.
Comparisons aside, say
no.
Let's say no.
I think this one is way stronger than what we saw last year.
Yes, well, I do too. I mean, especially with Forte coming out, and I would even say in 2022, it was you get past Epicenter and Zandon, who are the favorite at second choice, and there wasn't much depth. But yeah, I mean, this Japanese horse, he's the best horse from Japan to come over, and they've been targeting it now for 3 years seriously, and I think he's really talented. And Fierceness ran, are one of the fastest, if not the fastest, Breeders' Cup juvenile ever. And he's back on track now. And Sierra Leone is a potential beast. And there's some other talented ones out there. So I agree with Bobby. I think, it had a little bit of lacklusterness to it. But I think last week and perhaps this weekend will really give a boost to the race.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you guys are right. I think, the point system kind of makes the earlier preps in the season, the top horses don't show up really. So it kind of starts the year off slower than you'd want it to be. I think they need to change that. But anyway, these preps this weekend, or in the Derby in general, I mean, you're going to have a favorite in Fierceness who has not been consistent all year. I love horses like that. When you have a horse that's going to be a favorite that throws in clunkers the way this horse consistently, that's the only thing consistent about him. He's going to throw in a clunker every other race. So you're going to have him, and if he draws down inside, you can't use him at all because he won't be able to handle it. He needs a clear, clean run out the gate, which is rare to happen in the Derby. Then you have a horse like Sierra Leone will be the second choice who has to come wide no matter what. So he's going to lose ground on the turn. I think you're looking at real potential that you guys said that Japanese horse. I don't love him, but this could be the year an international horse takes it because I don't think the field is that great. I don't know if you guys like Dornock that much. I think he's going to win this week, though. He is pretty consistent. But I was actually curious what you guys really thought of the Japanese runner. I don't think he finished his races too well the last two. Well, I'm not talking about T.O. Passer. I'm talking about the other horse. T.O. Passer I have to look at a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I think there's real potential for Forever Young to get bet down. I really do. I mean, I think he's going to be especially Sierra Leone wins the Bluegrass, he could be the third choice. But I think he's going to take a lot of money and more money than it seems right now, perhaps even You know, because I think I expect him to come over here and train well at Churchill Downs leading up to the Derby, and being unbeaten like he is, and being such a powerful finisher and running really fast races overseas, maybe the UAE Derby excluded, even though that was a real decisive win and he lost a ton of ground. I think Forever Young is going to take a lot of money, and he's not going to be a real good price. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was like 10-1 or something like that. But I agree, he's got a viable chance to win the race, and I would never talk anybody off of him that likes his chances.
All right, appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks so much. We need to get one more call before top of the hour. Alan in Western Kentucky, welcome to the BristNet.com call-in show.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think we may have seen the Derby winner last week when Fierceness was geared down but still ran a 110 buyer and geared down at the 16th pole. That was impressive. You know, I'm an old guy. It used to be the dosage index, but now it seems like a horse needs to have a triple-digit buyer. And with a 110 buyer, I don't think any of the horses has gotten close to that yet. So we'll see what happens this weekend, but I was impressed, and I think there was some wow factor with Fierceness.
Well, appreciate the call, Alan. Appreciate the call, really do. And I think a lot of people echo his sentiments, James. I mean, Fierceness, whatever doubt there was after the Holy Bull, he really kind of slammed the door on that in the Florida Derby. I'll tell you one thing, James. I don't know who I like in the Kentucky Derby, and I usually don't make up my mind until after the post positions are drawn, because I think it is a big deal who gets what post, especially if there's a horse you like that draws the rail. I still think that's an awful spot to be. The thing that worries me about Fierceness, and especially at a short price, is that I mostly try to think of the Derby winner as a horse who's going to run better in the Derby than he or she did in their previous start. It's I probably could count it on one hand horses in the last 30 years that have run worse in the Derby but won than they did in their previous starts.
Yeah, and that's a fair point.
And, you know, maybe Fierceness is just so much better than this field that it doesn't matter. I don't know if that's true. I mean, certainly when he runs his A race, he is better than this field, at least thus far, now that Nisos is not in the conversation, at least in my mind. But if I'm going with the theory that he's not going to run better than he did last time out, there's a very good chance he won't run as well, whether you want to call it regressing or bouncing or whatever. I mean, everything was perfect in the Florida Derby. He broke like a shot. The field was just, you know, very average, I thought, for a Florida Derby field, maybe less than average. And he just got out and galloped. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. And if he regresses or doesn't run that kind of race again in the Kentucky Derby, it brings all sorts of other horses into it. So at the price he's going to be, I'm probably going to try to beat him in the Kentucky Derby. I don't know who I'm going to use to beat him, and it may not be a horse that I necessarily think is as talented as Fierceness, but I hate playing horses off their best race.
I'll point out an example that worries me, Bobby, is that it's that Holy Bull loss. And on the example I'll point out is the Fleet Alex. He was a hugely regarded coming into the Derby and trained great in 05 at Oaklawn. And his first race back, he had an entrapped epiglottis and he ran off the board and he ran poorly. And that put a lot of pressure on the connections to prove that he was a good horse. And I think they trained him hard for the Arkansas Derby. He won it by a record like 9-length margin. And then he ran third in the Kentucky Derby. And I agree. I've seen horses that, you know, Fierce is the same way. After that Holy Bull, there were some doubts surrounding him, whether he was like a valid, like, you know, Derby type horse. And I think, you know, there was pressure on him to train him hard in preparation for that race. And it's fair to wonder if he can go on off of that enormous win. And, you know, Alan made the point, you know, you don't see horses that earn these huge speed numbers like he did that are geared down for the final 16th of a mile. I mean, America Pharoah was running similar like visual races where he was being really geared down late by Victor Espinosa, like Fierceness was by John Velasquez, but his numbers were nowhere near like 110 or 112 or whatever these numbers Fierceness has earned. He's earned some real big speed ratings. And but the one thing he has going for him is speed. He remains a threat to break running.
Yeah, and simply put, he's probably the most talented horse in the race. But you know what? We got a lot of choices when it comes to the first Saturday in May, and he is just 5% of those choices. So I'll find somebody to try to beat him. May not be successful, but I'm going to try. Our thanks to all of the callers and the listeners today. Special thanks to producer Lee Delapina. Great job as always. Co-host James Scully. I'm Bobby Newman. Thanks for joining us on the BrisNet.com call-in show. Full day on HRRN tomorrow, including live coverage of opening day at Keeneland on Betting with Bobby from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.